So if you don't remember anything else I say today, remember this. For goodness sakes, build a safe room in your house when you rebuild.
That's from C-SPAN's footage of former President Bill Clinton in Dell City after touring tornado damage just a few days after another historic storm cut through central Oklahoma on May 3, 1999, killing 36 people. The president called for more safe rooms, and it didn't take long for Albert Ashwood and the Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management to respond.
So that afternoon after he left, we sat down, our office, FEMA, the Small Business Administration, said, how can we make safe rooms happen for individuals? How can we make that something that people can take advantage of?
Historically, FEMA had never allowed disaster mitigation aid to be spent on safe rooms. That changed after the 1999 tornado outbreak, and the OEM and Governor Frank Keating put the focus on individual shelters. But the outbreak didn't just affect Oklahoma. Next door in Kansas, where tornadoes also struck that day, state leaders came to a different conclusion. They've spent most of their mitigation money on school shelters.
In 1999, a tornado hit Hayesville and Wichita, and Hayesville was south of Wichita, and it damaged some schools in both of those communities.
Sharon Watson with the Kansas Division of Emergency Management.
But it did get individuals in those communities looking into funding safe rooms and how to go about that.
The same tornado outbreak on the same day, two different reactions. Where Oklahoma's tornado destroyed practically everything in its path, mainly homes, damage to schools got big headlines after the Wichita storm. In the end, how to handle the money, whether it goes toward a rebate program for individuals or is earmarked for school and community shelters, or both, is up to states. And Ashwood says there are other disasters Oklahoma has to be ready for.
We've bought out houses in floodplains to boom people out so they don't flood anymore. We've had drainage projects. We've had retention ponds. We've had a bunch of different mitigation projects that aren't just safe room.
And that's how it can be that Kansas, despite having fewer disaster declarations since 1999 and fewer disaster mitigation dollars, built twice the number of school safe rooms. Ashwood says school shelters have become a bigger priority, and Oklahoma did build 85 with federal help.
But I think we have to make sure that we don't just do a knee-jerk reaction here and say all the money goes to schools, because we can't pay for all schools.
Cost aside, he thinks an emphasis on individual shelters can save more lives, and state policy reflects that belief.
Most of them don't hit during school hours. Most of them time people have actually gone home. So, yeah, we've probably put a little more emphasis on people when they get home. Do they have a safe place to go?
Still, Ashwood says schools should apply for grants, like the district for the town of Alex in rural Grady County did.
They will exit out the elementary doors. These five elementary doors will go into the safe room, and it'll be put right here in this driveway.
James Washburn isn't just the superintendent for the district of fewer than 400 students. His daughter attends school there.
But we're going to adopt a policy next year, probably along with a lot of other school systems, that until we get our safe room built, we're going to treat storm days like we do snow days. We're just not going to have school.
After seeing what happened in Moore last month, Washburn is done taking chances. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.